I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. After working for the Obama campaign and other Democratic candidates, a Rock Falls man is knocking on doors to get his own name on the ballot. Sean Sanders is running for state representative in Illinois' 71st district. And Tuesday was the first day for Illinois candidates to circulate nominating petitions for the spring primary election. Sean Sanders decided to run for office last year after former state representative Mike Smitty lost to Republican Tony McCombie and Donald Trump won the White House. The Democrats' top priority is tax reform. Sanders says for too long, the working and middle classes have borne the brunt of Illinois' flat income tax and its failure to generate enough revenue.
I think the biggest thing is for helping the people of Illinois get control of this tax system again. And make sure that, you know, that we don't burden the people that can't really take the burden right now. And also, in the process, help lower other forms of taxes that are also a very regressive system that hurts them the most.
Sanders is convinced the lack of funding for education and Illinois' pension problems are the result of failed tax policy.
Instead of us bailing them out, for a long time, they were bailing us out. And then when we go to repay them, then there's a lot of people who are anti-union, anti-teacher, anti-state worker, and they try to say, well, it's all these middle-class folks that are making the state broke. And the one thing I tell people is, like, the money's there. It's just not getting properly taxed for the ultra-rich who have had this advantage for so long.
The Rock Falls Democrat also says teachers should be treated as professionals, just like lawyers and doctors, and paying them less will just drive good teachers out of Illinois. After candidates gather their nominating petitions, they can file them with election authorities the last week of November, and the primary will be held in mid-March. I'm Michelle O'Neill.